Are we witnessing the dawn of a new era in internet searches with AI taking the lead? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, March 6th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Google's groundbreaking experiment with an AI-only search engine. Let's dive in. Imagine heading to Google, expecting the familiar list of blue links, only to be greeted by an AI-generated summary that answers your query in one go. Well, that's exactly what Google's latest experimental feature is all about. They've launched a version of their search engine that does away with the classic 10 blue links, replacing them with a comprehensive AI-generated summary instead. This new feature is part of the Google One AI Premium plan, which costs $19.99 per month. Subscribers can access this novel search experience by clicking on a tab labeled AI Mode. It's designed to provide a more in-depth AI summary, complete with hyperlinks to the original sources, allowing users to dive deeper into the information if they choose. Robbie Stein, a vice president of product at Google, mentioned in a blog post that this move comes in response to feedback from power users who crave AI responses for a broader range of queries. And it's not just about convenience, it's about enhancing the search experience, making it faster and more intuitive. Google's AI mode is powered by a customized version of the Gemini 2.0 model, which boasts advanced reasoning capabilities. This allows it to handle more complex questions, providing users with nuanced and insightful answers. This shift is significant for Google, especially as they face increasing competition from AI-driven challengers like Microsoft-backed OpenAI, which integrated search functionalities into ChatGPT last year. Google is betting big on integrating AI into its search engine, and it's a move that could redefine how we interact with information online. Here's a headline that's sure to catch your attention. The Pentagon is partnering with a startup to bring artificial intelligence into the heart of military planning. They're calling it Thunderforge, and it's all about using AI to streamline how commanders plan and execute military maneuvers. Picture this: U.S. military commanders tasked with orchestrating complex operations involving ships, planes, and even cyber warfare now have AI tools at their disposal to help make these decisions faster and more efficiently. Thunderforge is being spearheaded by the startup Scale AI, and it's a significant step in intertwining the Defense Department with the tech industry. Scale AI, with the help of AI tools from Microsoft and Google, is developing this technology to support commanders as they make decisions about moving resources. Imagine combining data from intelligence sources and battlefield sensors with real-time information on both friendly and enemy positions. That's what Thunderforge aims to achieve. Dan Tadros, who heads federal delivery at Scale AI, mentioned how the planning process for the U.S. military hasn't seen much evolution since the days of Napoleon. With AI, this could finally change. After years of speculation, the technology is ready to make a real impact, according to Tadros. The contract, awarded by the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Unit, will see Thunderforge initially deployed with the U.S. military's European and Indo-Pacific commands. The project will use generative AI, like the technology behind chatbots such as ChatGPT, to generate intelligence summaries and draft operations orders. As tensions rise in regions like the Pacific, where China is asserting its military presence, there's a push to integrate AI software and autonomous systems into military operations. The aim? To ensure the United States maintains a technological edge. Interestingly, companies that once hesitated to engage in military contracts, such as Google, are now more open to collaborations with the Defense Department. Google has even relaxed its previous stance on not building AI for weapons or surveillance. Of course, not everyone is thrilled about the military's use of AI. Arms control advocates warn that humans must remain in control of weapons to keep their use ethical. However, the military and tech companies argue that humans will maintain meaningful oversight even as automation increases. It's clear that Thunderforge is intended to assist with planning and strategy, not to replace the critical decisions made by soldiers on the ground. This project is about enhancing capabilities, not taking over. Imagine settling down to watch a foreign film, only to realize there's no dubbing available in your language. It can be pretty frustrating, right? Well, Prime Video is stepping up with a new AI-aided dubbing pilot program to bridge that language gap. Starting today, Prime Video is rolling out AI-aided dubbing in English and Latin American Spanish for 12 licensed movies and series. This includes popular titles like El Cid, La Leyenda, Mi Mamá Lora, and Long Lost. It's an exciting move aimed at making content more accessible to viewers who might otherwise miss out due to language barriers. Now, you might be wondering how this AI-aided dubbing works. It's actually a hybrid approach. AI does the heavy lifting in generating the dubbing, but localization professionals ensure the quality and accuracy. Think of it as a collaboration between humans and AI to deliver a seamless viewing experience. Raf Sultanovich, the Vice President of Technology at Prime Video and Amazon MGM Studios, highlighted that this pilot program is about enriching the customer experience with practical AI innovations. It's a big step towards making sure that more people can enjoy the vast array of content available on Prime Video. With over 200 million customers worldwide, Prime Video is committed to breaking down language barriers and providing more language options. Whether it's through subtitles, captions, or now AI-aided dubbing, the goal is to make sure everyone can enjoy movies and series no matter where they're from. OpenAI is rolling out its latest AI model, GPT 4.5, to more users on its ChatGPT Plus tier. This expansion follows the initial launch for subscribers of OpenAI's $200 a month ChatGPT Pro plan last week. The rollout is expected to take between 1 to 3 days, according to a series of posts by OpenAI on the platform X. So, what makes GPT 4.5 stand out? Well, it's OpenAI's largest AI model to date, utilizing more computing power and data than any of its predecessors. However, it's not necessarily the most advanced. On certain AI benchmarks, GPT 4.5 falls short compared to newer reasoning models from Chinese AI company DeepSeek and OpenAI itself. Despite this, OpenAI claims GPT 4.5 boasts deeper world knowledge and higher emotional intelligence. It also hallucinates less frequently, which means it's less likely to make things up. There's a catch, though. GPT 4.5 is quite expensive to run. OpenAI admits the costs are significant enough that they're considering whether to continue offering it in their application programming interface in the long run. To offset these costs, OpenAI charges $75 per million tokens fed into the model and $150 per million tokens generated by the model. That's 30 times the input cost and 15 times the output cost of their previous GPT-4 model. And here's a fascinating tidbit. GPT 4.5 has been praised for its rhetorical skills. In one of OpenAI's internal benchmarks, the model was particularly adept at convincing another AI to give it cash and reveal a secret code word. It's intriguing to see AI models not just processing, but also engaging in complex, human-like interactions. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. With Google testing an AI-only search engine and OpenAI's GPT 4.5 reaching more users, it's clear AI is reshaping how we interact with technology. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.